Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to share a little bit about the recent changes that I had made in the last week, and really a few weeks before that as well. These were changes I had mentioned in the podcast, making a healthy routine for yourself. And there were things that I said I was doing for the new year. And I wanted to just talk about when you're actually implementing them, just sort of some of the things that have popped up that I wasn't expecting to happen. And I think so far they're all just good things. So the first one was, you know, I talked about money and everything, because money has been one of my biggest issues. But like just with changing my lunch plan and, you know, buying, like I mentioned, I wanted to get chicken pot pies. And by the way, those Marie Callender chicken pot pies are really, really good. I had one that was sitting in the freezer at my office job for like the past 3 months, and I was going to eat it at some point. I just never did. But I ate it this week, and it was really good. And it actually filled me up a lot more than I thought it would. Anytime you change your diet or you change like your meal plan, I would always say just use a little bit of caution, because I know with the things that I'm choosing to buy, I'm watching like the fat grams and the sodium level. A lot of frozen food has really high sodium, and sodium sometimes plays tricks on you where it makes you look like you're more bloated or you're heavy, but you're not. It's the sodium making you look that way. So sometimes it's good to eat like cantaloupe, things like that. There's certain things that are known as like diuretics that help flush that salt out. But what I do is I just don't eat things with high sodium. So like I never eat anything that has over 700, I think it's 700 whatever level of sodium on the back of the carton. And these Marie Callender chicken pot pies, they fit into that. So they're below that level. Because if I were to do that, if I were to suddenly start eating frozen foods or whatever foods that maybe have more fat or more sodium, and then it started to make me look fat, even though I wasn't fat, it just created the appearance of it. It would make me want to stop doing it, because I would be like, oh, I'm going to go back to the way I was eating before, because I don't like the effect it's having. So you have to kind of, you know, prep yourself for this stuff. So by doing that, I actually realized that the grocery costs for, you know, changing my meal plan around and everything, it's actually a little bit cheaper than I thought it would be. So there's two pluses there. There's the chicken pot pies are really good. So there's something I'll stick with. And then the grocery bill has been a little bit less, which I wasn't expecting. And when it comes to the coffee that I've stopped drinking, one thing I wasn't expecting to happen, because I thought that my nerves twitching, like sometimes my eyelids or my brow line would twitch a little bit. I stopped drinking the coffees basically Tuesday, just a couple days ago, and I would drink one every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then at my spa job, I would make a different type of coffee, and I would drink that on Sunday and Monday, but Tuesday morning was the last time I had a coffee, and I used to get those nitro cold brews, and those are really, really strong, like you feel like you're high as a kite almost, and so ever since, you know, it's just been 2 days since I had those. My nerves have not been twitching for like the last, I would say almost at least 24 hours to 30 hours, but it's really unusual because it would happen quite often. So the fact that it hasn't been happening, I'm attributing that to the coffee, the fact that I've cut that coffee out. Because really I was only ever going one day without coffee, and now I'm on my second day. So like Saturdays, I wouldn't drink any because I wasn't downtown and I wasn't at my spa job. So those were the two places I'd always get coffee, because I don't have a coffee maker at home. So it's interesting that that's happened. The other thing was, whenever I wrote that I wouldn't spend that money on coffee or eating lunch, you know, 3 to 4 days a week downtown at my office job, I didn't technically put that into my actual budget on where to put that money now that I'm not spending it on those things. So I actually wrote it into my budget. And today I found out that my premium payment for my health insurance is due on the first of every month. And I thought that I could pay it at the end of the month. So the way I do my budget is I do it every 2 weeks, the first through the 15th, or I should say the first through the 14th and the 15th through the end of the month. And so now I have it to where the health premium comes out in the first couple weeks. So I had to rearrange my budget to where now the $20 and $40 I was saving by not drinking coffee or having lunch so often, which is 60 every 2 weeks, $120 a month, that now I am pulling out after the 15th of the month. I'm going to pull that out and it'll be $120 I put into my savings. And then once I hit that $1,000 savings mark, so whenever that'll be, then that $120 will be added into my cash jar, which will go towards paying down my credit card debt. So one thing that I think has been hard for me over the years with money is all of this that I'm talking about right now. So like I've talked about how I think with complex PTSD, I think we struggle with that long-term planning. And that's what all this is. This is long-term planning. That's why I'm talking about it on this podcast. So that stress, you know, that impacted like homework, school, interpersonal relationships, all that stuff. All of that is like, a lot of that is being in the present and planning for long term. And so a lot of this, you know, it sounds like I'm talking about a lot of information here, and it is, and I'm bad at it. And so that's why, or at least I've been bad at it for years. And even though I've kept a very elaborate, detailed budget, I still was bad with my money. And so this is really the first time that I'm kind of getting a handle on it, I guess you could say. So the other thing besides the groceries, you know, the meals, the coffee, and, you know, putting it into the budget, the other thing is I've added like a walk at 9:30 in the evening around my block, and it's just around the block. And I'm trying to do things that are like taking things small. So I'm not going for like, you know, a mile walk every day and then wearing myself out and then giving up, because I know that that's what would happen. I would give up. You know, I'm taking it in small strides. And then the other things are some of like the oils. I've been using those in the morning, the eucalyptus, frankincense oil in the shower, just to make me feel better at the start of the day. And the other thing is in the evenings, which I didn't usually normally do, is I've been taking a short shower, a hot shower, and using a little bit of lavender oil and putting it into the hot water that's coming from the shower. And those short hot showers are supposed to help you sleep better at night. And I do feel like I've been sleeping better at night. So, you know, maybe it's the walks that are helping me focus and they're getting that kind of stress off my mind at nighttime, those 9:30 walks. Or maybe it's the showers, but I have slept better. So, you know, and I've just started doing a lot of this since Tuesday. The things I started doing before Tuesday were like the yoga and, you know, trying to work out more regularly and doing the physical therapy stuff. And I think that's helped a lot. And I've gotten better at it. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but I've almost reached a point. I almost have reached a point where I can do, from the floor up on the yoga mat, I can do a back handstand. And I've never been able to do that. And I'm 40 years old. I've never done a back handstand in my life. But this guy that I watch who does yoga on YouTube, he just does short little clips, like 4 minute clips. And he shows about 6 to 7 different moves. And he doesn't hold them very long. He's just showing you the move. And one of the ones that he does a lot is a back handstand from the floor up. So I'm not standing up and bending backwards. You're on the floor and you're pushing your body up. And I'm just impressed that I've been able to do it. I did it like once and I just kind of went back down to the floor. I didn't hold it very long. But I'm just impressed that there are certain moves that I can do and certain moves I'd never known. And it really is taking shape. So I notice probably the one area I notice the most after doing yoga, and I do it about 4 days a week. I've actually been doing it more than that lately. I did it the last 2 days in a row. But the one area I notice on my body that shapes up the most from yoga is my waistline. Like my waistline and my abdomen. But I would have to say the waistline around the hips and stuff, that's all shaped up. So, you know, I never really know what area is going to strengthen from yoga. I would have to say my hands are probably a little bit stronger and my wrists. But yeah, definitely my waistline. So if that's something that you're wanting to focus on, I would just say, you know, find some basic yoga, some YouTube videos or something. There's all types of different YouTube videos out there. I just do really basic ones. One of them is like just being on your hands and knees, and then you put up the back right leg and the left arm, and then you switch it, you know, like you switch it, but you hold it for a little bit. Another one is like you're on your side and you push up from the floor with your arm straight and your legs are lined up with your body, and then your left arm goes up into the air and you look up into the air, and then you turn over and you do the other side. So you're basically holding your body up with your arm while your other arm is up in the air, and you're holding your body straight. And I think that one is the one that has worked my waistline more, because you're really using your core when you're doing that. That's just my guess. But these are just some things, just some differences I've noticed. And this has all been pretty quick, by the way. I mean, I started doing the workouts, I would say two weeks ago regularly, because I stopped doing the deadlift and I started using the yoga mat again, because my deadlift bar was sitting on my yoga mat, so I wasn't doing yoga on it. But when I hurt my back doing the deadlifts, I decided I'll just do the yoga again. But these are just a few of the things that I've noticed, and they've all been positive. And then after the first, and after I get my car worked on again on the third, and then after the 15th of the month, I'll be in a much, much better place financially, where I'm going to see a lot more of this saving and this change in my money habits. It'll really start to show after the 15th. But I just want to share a little bit of this. So, you know, if you decide to make your own changes, you will see personal changes. I just wasn't expecting this stuff to happen so quickly. So it's a good thing. I mean, these are all positives. So I just wanted to share it to maybe it would be a little bit inspiring. So this is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.